Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gary Moore back on the show. Gary is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate his 20th anniversary a little bit later on in the year. He's the founder of the Faith, the Financial Seminary, a nonprofit ministry focused on certain kinds of investments. And he's the author of Faithful Finances 101, also Spiritual Investments, which is still one of my favorite, and other books, and a new one coming out. He's our good friend, Gary Moore. Welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jim. It makes my day to hear that last plug for your humility.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble. And it's richly deserved.
Mr. Humble.
It's richly deserved, too, by the way.
I know. You're very proud of your humility, Jim.
I am. Oh, yeah. That's one of my strongest suits. Hey, okay, so you and I have had, over the years, we've had a number of conversations about ethics, about morality, about religion. We've talked about some religion in the past, and some faith, a number of faith issues. I introduce you as a person who is an investor advisor who focuses on ethical investing and investing that fits a certain faith perspective. You've been doing that for a number of years. So, but now, and you've written other books, Faith Finances, for example, but now you've got you and a co-author are taking it to the next level. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a book. Start back. Sir John Templeton, 10 years ago, wanted a book that could be read in our colleges and so on about the Judeo-Christian worldview of managing wealth. And so I wrote that for him, and his foundation published the book. A friend or an acquaintance who I didn't even know, by the way, got on my mailing list somehow, called me one day, and he said, Gary, what do you think about we do something similar about the similarities of Islam and Judeo-Christian ethic? And most of the Judeo-Christian ethic about managing wealth is actually found in the first five or six books of the Bible, Jim. If you read Christian financial planners, they will almost always quote Moses rather than Jesus.
Right.
The reason is there's an old joke that says Jesus may save, but Moses invests. It wasn't Jesus's priority to tell us how to manage wealth. He thought the stuff could be kind of dangerous.
Right.
And so, yes, if you combine the two, however, then you come up with an ethic of managing wealth. And that's what Moses was all about. It's been said.
What would be an example of Moses's ethical investment strategy or philosophy?
Well, my favorite, of course, their wealth was primarily agricultural and stuff.
Right.
And my favorite is that there's a passage in the Bible that says if you have a bull and your bull gets loose and hurts somebody, we're going to kill the bull. But if that bull has been in the habit of killing somebody and you didn't keep it penned up, it becomes your responsibility, and we're not only going to kill the bull, we're going to kill you.
Hmm.
In other words, it was a capital offense to not manage your wealth in a way that prevents it from harming others.
Hmm.
Now, think about it. I grew up in the tobacco industry. My mom and dad would tan me if they caught me experimenting with cigarettes. But I work in the tobacco fields all day, okay? I grew up with that conflict in my life in Kentucky, okay? The Wall Street Journal once said the primary industries of Kentucky are tobacco. Number one's marijuana. Number two is tobacco, bourbon, horse racing, and the fifth is religion. Well, when you make your money from those first four, you got to go to church on Sunday.
Right.
But that's what we've done, Jim. We compartmentalize the ethics of our faith off from our daily activities. That is actually the definition of secularism. People believe secularism means atheism. It doesn't. Secularism means going to church on Sunday, but then living as if there's no God from Monday to Saturday.
And so your new book, Heavenly Returns, Even on Earth, is the amalgamation of Judeo-Christian and the Quran, the teachings of the Quran.
Yeah, basically what we're doing is we got approval from the Templeton Foundation Press to take that book from 10 years ago, mm-hmm. update it for what Judeo-Christianity
and add the new element to it, and which I want to talk about when we come back. I know a little bit about this, and just enough to hang on, folks, with Gary and try to make sure we'll have a good conversation about this. This is fascinating, folks, because there is a geopolitical angle to it, and we'll talk about that. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.